What's up, you guys? This is Donetta, aka D.E. Williams, and of course, I'm here to chew bubblegum and talk-ish, or talk-ish and chew bubblegum, whichever. So, I'm online. I'm doing all my tutorials and shit and getting my stuff together as far as business sense and trying to start a real legit business. And I'm so happy because I pretty much did it. I was pretty much in a business mode, self-entrepreneurship. Mode from as soon as I dropped my son off, I came in and started up immediately. So it was around 9 a.m. ish. No, I went to the store to get some stuff. So when I got home, that's when I started. And I went from that period until 1:30. 1:30, I worked out, and at 2:15, I stopped. Got started dressing or whatever and going to pick up my son, and I'll do some more activities later, and I'll, you know, take my shower and stuff later. But whoa, I'm getting there. I want to be there. My mental break is still ongoing. Again, my savings is enough for me to pretty much be in a chill mode. I just have to remember that I cannot overspend, because I'm a spendaholic. I'm a shopaholic. Even it's just being at Walmart and picking up shit. I need to get my Sam's card though back, but my refrigerator is pretty, I didn't get the big refrigerator. My refrigerator is small, so I can't stuff too much stuff in it. So I need to probably rethink that, or get like a deep freezer and put like frozen stuff in that part, and then use the other part for other stuff. But yeah, so, you know, I get online and I'm doing that, and then I'm also on, started going into my social media platforms, and one of them is my Horror Lovers Club, and I like to, you know, speak on stuff that are in other groups and discuss stuff. So that way people can see me discussing stuff, and I want to stay true to myself. So I'm not going to be in a pretend mode. If I see something and I like it, I'm going to discuss it, or I'm going to call people out on their shit. So the followers that I want legit followers. I want followers who are going to follow me because of liking who I am and what I stand for, what I believe in. You know, horror is not just horror. It's a lifestyle, right? So that's my mentality. That's my mission statement. Part of my mission statement anyways. So it was a post in the Horror Addicts group, right? So the person had on a Billy costume from Saw. They had the mask on, and then they were wearing like the brassiere top. And it could have just been her regular bra, whatever. But it was pretty much mostly covered up by her blazer. So you couldn't even see anything. There was no skin besides the top of her chest. And it's not like you had boobs popping out, because you don't. She didn't have no boobs popping out. So it was just them seeing her brassiere. And for whatever reason in this society, people, I don't know, it's just, I'm trying to figure out what was the point of, and then it was mostly like young people and young girls or young boys. And so I feel like we're in these groups, you know, when we join these groups on Facebook, there's no restricted age group. You know, when they ask you, are you this, are you that, they don't say, are you 18 and older, you know? So I feel like we have a lot of teenagers in our groups. And I'm not trying to be, man, I'm trying to rebrand myself from the early years, 2018, when I was in TikTok, where it was like just young people all over. They were everywhere. And I'm really trying to get away from that young crowd and rebrand myself. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. Rebrand myself away from that. And it's like, it's just aggravating. I don't want to be in a group with young people, period. because you can't be an adult. And the fact that they were so cringing over seeing this brassiere top, which was pretty much covered up by the blazer. And so they're like, oh my God, wrong group. And I was like, wrong group? And I just, this was wild, man. I'm like, what are you talking about, wrong group? She's wearing a costume. You know, I'm saying, if this is getting to you, and you're in the wrong group. And I was like, what era is this? How are we in 2023 and we're moving backwards from who we were as far as what we wear, and now we got to be all covered up? It's like, those are like those Christian cult type mentality people where, oh my God, cover up. That's a fine. That's a violation. You know, it's like, it's ridiculous. And I'm like, remember when the brassiere became like the top, the halter top, where you can actually buy halter tops that look like a brassiere and with the lace and everything, and wear it underneath a blazer and or a jacket? They literally had that as a fashion design. And then, you know, I'm like, if you're young, I said, we really need to start restricting these groups from minors, right? And if you are a man and you can't control yourself looking at a brassiere type halter top, something is seriously wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Something is seriously wrong with people like this. I don't have time for it, man. I don't. So, and then I'm like, then it was this young girl, Becca, and she was like, she said something about the costume. And we both know that she's not talking about the actual costume. She was literally talking about the woman's brassiere. You know, she's talking about the woman's brassiere, because that's the only reason why you would be talking about it, right? So then I'm like, I said, she is unapologetic about wearing this. This is her fashion style. It's her unique individualism. And then Becky, I called her because her name was Becca. And I was like, that's what I put on her thing. And she was like, it's just a costume. It's just a, no, she was like, it's just a mask. And I was like, don't play stupid with me, Becky. Why are you in here? Are you really talking about her mask being inappropriate? And she didn't say inappropriate directly, but that's what she was basically trying to say. And I'm like, so you're not talking about her mask, Becky, you're talking about what she's wearing. I said, don't come in here and play stupid. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell with the response or whatever that this is a teenager, this is a child. Or hell, it could be just an adult. And I was like, don't play stupid with me. And then she knew what I was talking about, because she knew that I knew what she was talking about. So why say she's talking about the mask when she was literally talking about the brassiere halter top the lady was wearing, or just the brassiere? So then she's like, well, I guess I'm just from a different generation, thank God. And I responded back, you know, because no, in that, and I was like, you know what I'm talking about, Becky. Don't play stupid. Have a blessed and bloody day. And so she was like, it's not stupid, or something that she was saying. It's not stupid, I guess, to talk about it, to talk about what she was wearing or whatever. And I like, good, that's not what you stated. You made it seem as if you were just talking about the mask. So now you're admitting that you're talking about her brassiere top. And then she made the comment, well, thank God, I'm from a different generation. So I go, when she said I'm from a different generation, I'm like, oh my God, this one of these, so it's an old person. This is a prude. Because the other comment was like, my God, put on some clothes. And it could just be being sarcastic. And that was a young male. And they look like they're like teenagers. They don't look old. And so I'm like, oh my God, is this person some old lady? So I go in there, and it's not an old lady, it's a young girl. So I'm like, are you serious? Like, why are you in the group in the first place if you can't even stomach seeing a brassiere? I grew up in the time period per my generation, 80s classic horror movies, where it was young girls dressed in short shorts wearing brassiere and shit like that, like lingerie and stuff, and literally being the face of horror, being that it's that, you know, that trope of young hot girls or whatever. So, and the fact that you're in this group of horror addicts, and most of them haven't started from loving the 70s and 80s horror movies. They started from the modern day movies of 2014 and up. So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, you may love horror, but you can't be a horror addict and or a horror movie lover if you haven't been able to love and appreciate all horror. And that means going all the way, I go all the way back to the classic monster days of Dracula 1941, The Wolfman 1942, Frankenstein and all of that. I go back from the cult classics, okay, all the way to that period, to the 70s, where it was nothing but young girls being possessed and killed by satanic worshippers and all of that crap, okay? So just listening to these people, I'm like, are you serious? Here we go. Again, with these young people, and I thought it was going to be old people, and this is young people harassing us on our groups and stuff. I really don't want to be in groups where it's like teenagers and young people, where we, you know what I'm saying, got to be restricted and watch what we say. I understand no profanity and nudity, but she wasn't in a nude. She's wearing a top. There's no breast showing. There's no nipple shot. And I was thinking about Boomerang. You know, my son, yeah, it's a nipple. I can see the nipple because I'm drooling. But you don't even see that. But then when I tried to go back in there, because somebody had liked my comments, and then when I went back in there to see why, it was like, I guess that post was no longer available. And I'm like, are you serious? Here we go, man. Now it's in there. When I go to view the post, okay, the post is still in there. And I go back into it. She said, it's not showing anything. I mean, it's a full lace-on bra, though. It's a full lace-on white bra. But I see that part. So I don't know if the other people, because I couldn't, when they told me I couldn't go back in there, I thought that the post was gone. But it's not. It's in here. Oh my goodness. And so they were just showing, like, different people showing their costumes and stuff. But I mean, I love the horror addicts group, because these are people from different race of people. Generally, you can appreciate different age of people. I just don't want to be in a group full of prudes when I'm in a horror addicts lover or horror lovers group. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be dealing with prudes when we're talking about horror and we're looking at movies with gore and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's like, wow, that's crazy. I don't want to be a part of that. Oh my God, this is so cute. It's like It and the little boy in the yellow raincoat. Oh my God, that would be so awesome. So my son has a yellow rain jacket. My son has a yellow rain jacket, y'all. Now, both, what is this girl doing? So, I'm sitting in a car rider's lane. Is she paying attention? Is her car door open? Because we need to move. The door is open. Why was your door open? Is this a dude? That is a dude. Like, what were y'all doing? Oh my God. So I'm thinking that they were putting a child in a car. This is them two. I don't know what they're doing. It's like the afternoon is always so just unorganized because we're dealing with just parents and we don't have any actual structured teachers or anything like that to get stuff together. I'm picking up my son. But yeah, I mean, I want to be, I'm loving the groups or whatever, but this is just my rant because I'm not putting this in my Right On Sister Girl podcast. I'm putting this on my rants and ravens and unpopular opinions because I'm talking about other shit too. Like one of the other things that I'm talking about, let me rant and rave again. Like, why haven't y'all moved? Can y'all please pay attention and move? Dang. I'm like, what are y'all doing in the car? Y'all, it's two adults in the car. Like, what are y'all doing in the car that y'all can't move up as the cars are moving up? Your child hasn't came to the car yet. What's the problem? So that's what I was talking about as far as the prude situation in a group. And then it ends up being young people, not old people. And I'm like, come on. And the other day we were in a group. And this is one of the people. It's, I think her name is, or her group name on Instagram is Black Home Business or Home Parent. What is it called? Homeschooling. Black Homeschooling Family or Parent or whatever. And so they had made a post in regards to saying, you know, and then you have these people who have this huge following, these influencers who are out here saying, oh, I'm not going to vote because of this. So they're not going to vote because it's the two of two lesser evils. And what I'm tired of, one party being criminals and being able to put themselves up as a presidential candidate. I'm so done with this society, this country, and it's unfortunate because you can't go anywhere in the country. You cannot go anywhere in this country or anywhere in the world without facing some form of fascism, sexism, racism, and all of the above. I mean, it's just really at this point, it's like you're trapped. We're literally trapped in this place because wherever we go, we're going to be faced with the same shit. You can go to Europe and be faced with the same shit. You can go to Costa Rica. You can go to somewhere in the islands. You could deal with people that look just like you and deal with BS. It's everywhere. And you're not, you know, safe anywhere. I mean, you're pretty much just trapped. And it's so aggravating because who wants to be trapped? You know what I'm saying? You are really at this point unhinged, but this particular influencer is like, well, I'm not going to vote at all. What do you mean you're not going to vote? So it's really crazy because you're like, I'm not going to vote. And technically, you're still voting. Because somebody is going to win based on either your vote or not, or you not voting. And people are like, they don't understand that. And I keep asking these same people, what is it that you're doing? I mean, and then you can tell that, and again, I always say that these people do not research. They do not fact check. They do not. All of the information as far as for the record is available for them to verify and view what these people are doing in office based on whatever issues that they need to confirm, you know, as far as what they're doing. So if you're looking at their track record, and then you can fact check all of the information, but it's there. It has to be there in black and white because that is the point. When Trump was in office, when you would go to the website to look up stuff to see what was going on, you saw absolutely nothing. He did not have it in place where people could contact him. There was no email infrastructure there at all. When other presidents has been there, I've always been able to send an email and or a message through like some type of automated email. When Trump was in there, I could not. He could not, he could care less about what people wanted. He didn't want to hear it, evidently. That whole system was not set up. I've sent emails and just voicing my opinions to the White House. I wasn't able to do that with Trump when Trump was in office. But as far as when you're going in to confirm what their accomplishments are, you have another posting by this particular Instagram account where they're outing Kamala Harris for talking about the fact that she's capping the insulin price for the Medicare patients. And then you got someone saying, well, she do realize that not just seniors are diabetic or need insulin. That's not what this is for. So you can tell as far as the ignorance is there. She's speaking on this because it's in relation to Medicare, not in relation to diabetes, insulin, and people in general, but directly in reference to Medicare. You see what I'm saying? So if you have any form of health insurance, you got coverage under that. You might not even be seeing, and I don't know what type of insurance you got, but that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Either through the marketplace or through your employer. Mine is through my employer. So I know exactly what I can get. I know as far as preventative. I know that anything related to my type 2 diabetes, which I'm still being told that it's not really type 2, that it's pre-diabetes, because all of my A1C numbers is not showing type 2. Okay, it's showing pre. But anyways, a previous primary doctor diagnosed me with type 2 because she was trying to push her patients to work with the surgical people to get surgeries. And then she ended up retiring based on them pushing her out. And of course, the hospitals, they will stick to their guns no matter what type of doctor these people are. But anyways, that's getting off subject. But people can go and to look to see what these people are doing. So then you'll hear them say, well, what has she done since she's been in office? Go to the whitehouse.gov and look up what they are doing. It's public record for your benefit, for that alone. So that way, you know, just like Project 2025, this is something that the Republican Party, the conservatives or whatever, is pushing out. They want you to know what they are doing, because they want that to be for whomever they know is going to support them. Hey, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we're going to do as far as our administration. It's there in black and white. It's there in black and white what Biden and Kamala Harris is doing. Go to the website, go to and look at the, for the record, go in and look at the highlighted points on the side. Click on each one, do your research. These people ain't gonna literally voice exactly what they're doing step by step for you, because let's be honest, people don't read and they don't want to read. They aren't in school. They aren't in any form of educational setting. So for them, they want people to show them with highlights and arrows and shit. They want people to speak on what they're doing, because that's been now how they are influenced and what they go by. They listen to influencers coming on to a video and showing them, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to show y'all that I'm doing this. They want, it's like people are becoming less independent and more dependent on how people relay information to them. So if you put an outline out there, like a PDF out there, and say, hey, read this. This is what's going on. The bullet points you have in this para, this information, and in this para, this information. This is everything that we're doing right here.
Do you think that they're going to do read that? When you, when I see people responding to videos based on just the headline, and I know from their responses, they did not click on the video and look at the actual video. So they're only looking at the headline and putting their information as far as what they want to say based on that headline, because it's not based on the video. Because once you look at the video and you start seeing what they're talking about, seeing what's happening, and you're like, man, that headline was like so off. That this has absolutely nothing to do with the video. But these people will never know that because they never actually go into the video. And this is not even something that they should be, that's something that they're being told to read. It's something that they're being told, hey, look at this video and see what's going on. And they can't even do that. And I'm not going to say that's all of them, but it's a large majority of people not following up on actual looking at a video and ensuring that what they're looking at is in line to that headline. So I doubt very seriously they are listening to or looking at this woman tweet or whatever she did to say, okay, this is what we're doing in regards to the insulin and the Medicare, and we're pushing this in regards. So and then they're like, oh, you're not even, you're trying not to talk about the Palestine and the Israel stuff. That ain't got shit to do with you, really. That don't have shit to do with you, really. Let's be honest. What's happening in Israel don't have anything to do with you as an American. You're not over there. You're concerned and you're upset because you see what's happening. But technically, it's not affecting you physically. It's affecting you mentally because you're allowing it to, but it is not affecting you physically at all. So the fact that you got people literally crying and they're so upset because they're seeing this, this is the reason why you have these politicians who did not want these type of platforms around, because they want to do shit without people knowing about it. Most of the time people were seeing whatever they showed them and wanted them to see per the news media outlets. Now we have people becoming their own freelance influencers and media outlet people, and most of the time that shit is never legit. Is you have to fact check it, and you have to go back to find out, okay, no, that is wrong. So you can't be one of those people that's just sitting there listening to the people tell you something. So when you do have influencers that are providing screenshots and information to you directly, or letting you watch a video of someone actually saying what they're saying for you to comprehend and know, okay, this is, this source is coming from this, and I heard it, I read it, whatever the case may be. So now you've fact checked it, you've researched it, you got all of the details and information, and now you can go in and have an opinion based on actual cited sources and not something based on an assumption and or an opinion on just looking at a headline that could be 98% wrong. And just like I always tell people, you know, I have like these platforms, I have all of these social media accounts, I have the podcast accounts, but I don't have that follower, that following, okay? So I do not have that influencer's voice and or power with other people to the point where my influence and what I have to say can assist them on making the right decisions. You know what I'm saying? But here we go again, because now, because I'm going to do a video of this too, and just going over some of the videos in regards to the highlighted points. Either it can be under what their accomplishments are. You can click on the arrow. They'll give you a breakdown of what they are doing, such as Biden and Kamala, per that administration, what they're doing for these points, okay? These highlights. So they're talking about lowering cost of families' everyday expenses more people are working than at any point in American history, making more money in America. So this is one. I'm just going to go into one because I'm not going to go over all of them. So then it discusses, once you get in there, lowers the cost of goods, makes more semiconductors in America, ensures more American-made technologies, creates more manufacturing jobs. So it says, as a result of historic legislation, the president has signed into law, there is a manufacturing boom taking hold across America. In 2 years, companies have announced nearly $300 billion in manufacturing investments in the United States. These investments are ensuring the technologies of the future are made in America and bringing back supply chains from overseas. So it's bringing back jobs. And I stated this before, there are so many things that we could be creating and we could be building and having in America, such as manufacturing companies. Whereas, and I just watched on Hulu where they was doing, as far as the Shein situation, as far as this fashion company comes in and just, whoop, you know, takes over. And people, of course, like cheap stuff that they can wear, cheap stuff that they feel, okay, this is something that I can, you know, I can wear and pull off and I like it. So they pretty much took over from that. But the whole thing about it is they're looking at, okay, where are your places where you're making these garments, making all of this. And you had some people who, that they were interviewing overseas or abroad. So it's like really crazy. But why? We don't have that in America. We don't have people looking to build or create a manufacturing company that offers this form of, especially like Temu, they offer so many great gadgets of stuff that do come off as being pretty good gadgets, such as the mini washer. Okay, so I'm not sure how many people went and got that, but as soon as I saw it, I wanted to get it, and it went down. But the fact that they're offering this and it actually works, and it's only was like $30-something. I mean, come on, if you have like toddlers or anything like that, you can put your underwear, you can put your child's socks. They'll never get missing where you have to wash them with other, you know, the other clothes. So it's just a way of convenience. Why we don't have shit like that right here in America? Why are we not creating our own garments? Why are we not creating basic shit like socks and underwear and undie shirts and stuff like that? Everything that you pull up, if you go to into the store, Walmart or Target, and you go into and look at that tag, almost everything is made in China. And people keep questioning as far as how the system works. You're getting upset with a country that is all about assisting Israel versus assisting a group of people who have been made to appear as militia, okay? Made to appear as probably a form of terrorism, but it's not all of those people. But Israel has literally been arresting children, keeping them captive at the age of even 12 or younger. And again, we don't know fully what is going on in that country. However, we have a lot of black people who are standing for Israel and all of this. And then we have a lot of black people who are saying, I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala because they're not doing anything about this Israel. What do you want them to do, really? This is a company. This is a country, Israel, that has a strong bonded relationship with the United States of America, you know, decades, you know. So, and as far as what that type of relationship is and that business structure and what they're doing for each other, you have to put that into consideration and in mind in regards to how they are able to move and how they are able to make decisions based on how that country, which is not our country, it has nothing to do with us. Because just imagine, Americans, they need to be humbled. You know, even after the 9/11, they're still not humble. They keep thinking that we should be able to tell other countries what they should and should not do. You cannot do that. And would you think that it was a possibility that you would be okay if another country was to tell our country how to work the system? Well, here's these people. You have this low unemployment rate, the wage. You can't get that onto the ground. How about you put in again as far as enslavement? Create that again. What if those people were to say that? And we don't even know if they're already in talks of that. Because we live in a country, we live in a world that is just unhinged. Okay, but the fact of the matter is you have to do your research and you have to say, these are the checkpoints. These are the things that matter to me. The economy, rebuilding our infrastructure, expansion of benefits and services. And this is in regards to, you know, the toxic exposed veterans. Dealing with the gun violence reduction. Protecting the marriage, of course, for the LGBTQ community and interracial couples. And in fact, they're talking about some interracial couples. Are you serious? Because you still have certain countries that says that's outlawed, that you can't do that. Yet here we are. I mean, we're literally going backwards into the Jim Crow area, and you have this influencer who is a proud homeschooler of many children that's not in that, you know, probably in that age group now, I'm not sure, own their own and building a business, having influencers channel and or pages. And you have to be more educated on what is going on. Where are you as far as a business homemaker in regards to how you're going to move? How things are going to be set up for you in the future based on any of the checkpoints in regards to taking care of you. Because there's so much shit that's going on in this country, and we're looking at another country and thinking that we can step in and tell these people what they can and cannot do and what should be done. And yet we're still in this country battling our own shit. Make it make sense to the point that you are saying that you don't want to vote because of what's going on in Israel. But you haven't brought up any points or any checkpoints as far as what's going on in America and how it is affecting you right now today. And what are they seeing about taking care of you as a citizen, as a people in this country? Make this shit make sense. And I keep questioning because I get so frustrated with these people. Because it's crazy that they think like the way they think. And this is like a more recent one, just today. This person was like, glad you're highlighting stuff like this. I also saw the pushback you got for saying that you feel like you don't want to vote. And I absolutely agree with you. At what point do we collectively stop getting played in this political nonsense and opt out for something else? But when? What do you mean opt out for something else? When are y'all going to do it? Y'all didn't really want Biden and Kamala, but y'all made sure that we didn't want Trump to win. So were you voting for someone without knowing what they were going to do as an administration for this country? What were the checkpoints that you checked off in regards to voting for Biden and Kamala? Or you just voted for them because it just looked right on paper? Or did you even look at what Trump's administration was saying? Did you check off any checkpoints under the Trump's administration? Did you then do a pros and cons list against each other and compare to see who was going to be the better candidate for you based on the number of checkpoints that you were able to check off under the issues that they were stating that they were going to adhere to. So when they say opt out for something else, what is something else? Because we're going around in circles with this shit at this point. And I really think that people are not voting on the issues and those checkpoints, that checklist that they're checking off. They can't be. Because if you're in tune to what is happening in a political world that is affecting you, I just don't think that we would be having this conversation. It wouldn't be to this point where you're saying, I'm not going to vote for anybody. Because you're not voting for somebody because of what's happening in Israel. That's not affecting you. You're not waking up every day and dealing with an area being bombed or dealing with militia and or dealing with people who want to take you hostage because they are demanding certain things from another group of people. You're not physically going through that. You're living your life. So what is going on in your life today and how you get to move? What is those candidates doing to better you and your life and your family and your friends, et cetera, today in this country? Not another country, because you don't live there. You can't say that you're not going to vote for a president who's not listening to you about Israel. What are they doing for you in America? Everyone says, and then she continued, everyone says you have to vote, you have to vote, but what has it gotten us? What is it going to not get to you? Why aren't you asking these questions to the black leaders? Why aren't y'all moving, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Why aren't y'all moving with your black churches and your black leaders there? I'm confused. What do you mean? Especially black people, huh? You standing with Palestine or Israel is not helping you as a black person. Because it has absolutely no bearing and or effect on you. When will the masses collectively force for a better alternative? We keep picking the lesser of two evils. Because you keep waiting for the lesser of two evils to be your only choice. When are black people going to literally create their own candidate structure? When are we going to start grooming our own people? We make sure that we groom our children. Oh, you can play basketball, let me get you in there. Or you can play football. Yes, I'm gonna have an NFL player, son. I'm gonna have me an NBA son. But we're not grooming and understand, okay, or this little boy, you're promising in this field, you're doing so good as far as your debate, you're good in social economics, you're good in, you know, this. And all of this relate to you possibly becoming mayor one day, possibly governor. And then we can shoot you straight in and say you're going to be the next president. That's how these people move, man. And the fact that we're still not doing that, and then we're just sitting here and be waiting. Oh, who's going to be the candidates? Well, who the hell are y'all pushing to be the candidates? Because every time we come into this election thing, y'all don't seem to know what's going on. You don't seem to have... It's just crazy. Okay, so I responded. My question today is, why do blacks wait for the candidates to show up? Y'all didn't really want Biden or Kamala before. Where are the voices to bring in our own candidates? I don't have an influencer voice like so many, and evidently for good reason, because honestly, I have tried so hard to get people of color to use their power to change how this political game works. And here we are again. doing nothing but complaining about what we have. We don't groom or push for our own candidates. We have so many influencers that are doing nothing but complaining about what we have. We don't groom. Okay, I already said that. We have so many influencers that are connected, but where's the support forces to bring in our own candidates and put them in place? Not voting, you're still voting, because someone will win because of a vote or not a vote. And the presidential election is not the only election we should be concerned with. Project 2025, shaking my head. At this point, if they bring back some form of Jim Crow as they are headed in that direction, I don't really care. I mean, I really don't, because I'm just so tired of hearing black people complain about shit that they can do. Y'all utilize these platforms, but y'all not doing anything in regards to them. I mean, nobody's doing anything, but we're just complaining all the fucking time. I mean, just complain and complain. And I'm going into my notes for my podcast ideas. And I'm trying to see if I have those, because I put everything either front or in the back. I had a lot of shit to say on this one. Wow. And this guy, because he has an influencer page, and it's hard for me. I really don't push out anything in regards to them and, you know, sending any information. Because I just don't feel like people are going to listen. So I don't see it. Maybe I didn't do anything on that one. But I did have some information as far as the Israel and blacks and Africans. So many people have pulled this up as far as what is the state of Africans and African Americans and blacks, because they was showing the so-called black Hebrew Israelites who's claiming that for themselves. And it says, I'm so tired of seeing it. And then the people, the Palestinians that's here, was peacefully protesting. And then you have the black Hebrew Israelites that were a mix of black and Hispanic, etc. And they're literally throwing stuff in the crowd of the peaceful protesters. Oh, God. My people. I'm so done with, you know, when I come in here, I get so done. That's the reason why I watch so much horror. Because I'm so tired of, these other people. I mean, I just get so tired. And I made a point, because on the first one that they keep talking about, they're not going to vote, then don't fucking vote. And I hope they put into some type of plan, as you know, these people being business owners and all of this, if these people are pushing forward where these platforms won't be able to be utilized, and you got so many people who are depending on that, and these are the main people saying, oh, I'm not going to vote. And now you're not going to vote. And then these people are going to be putting in place this and that. And it's nothing that you can do about it until they've already done that first term. Wow. And that's going to be, and then they're going to be complaining. And I really don't want to hear. I'm just going to be laughing. If I even see it and this shit does start happening and I see people complain, I'm going to be laughing in their fucking face. It says that, you know, my response again to another post in regards to that they're not going to vote. I said, if blacks and or people of color feels this strongly, why not band together and choose our own leaders versus waiting for them to choose for us? It's mind-boggling that we continue to be dependent on these people. We're literally conditioned to be inferior. There's no win in not voting in a country where, as we have seen, Jim Crow resurface in many forms. We have all of these influencers creating a don't vote movement. Why not work towards ensuring neither party wins? Why aren't we putting our own candidates on the ballot? And when I first went in there and I was like, now I can't remember what the post was exactly, because my first sentence was asking the question, when have they ever though? I mean, when has either side given anyone the opportunity to check every box on every issue? And if you've actually voted based on the issues in the past, we wouldn't ever be having this discussion. And repeat, because I said this earlier. I really don't believe people actually research, fact check, read, and understand everything when it comes to voting. I mean, I know they don't. People literally vote based on popularity and the circus they look at on TV during those debates. Israel has been in war since forever. They've been fighting in wars for decades, which includes killing and enforcing struggle on their enemies and vice versa. The U.S. has a history of economic ties with Israel. Do y'all really believe any other president could hinder that relationship without careful consideration on how it will affect this country we are all trying to survive in? This is much bigger than what's happening.